KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Postseason volleyball play gets underway tonight with Class 1A and 2A first round regional matchups. In Class 1A play tonight around the region, it'll be Boyer Valley playing at West Harrison. East Mills is at Fremont Mills. Sydney plays at Nishnabotna. Charter Oak Ute will battle Arweva at Arweva tonight. Also, Heartland Christian travels to Woodbine. Griswold is at home tonight hosting Essex. Lennox plays at Orient Maxburg. South Page is at Stanton. Coon Rapids Bayard will host a Peyton Sherdan this evening. Glidden Ralston will travel to Guthrie Center, while Adair Casey will be at home as they'll host Cam this evening in Class 1A first round regional matchups. Those matches all get underway at 7 o'clock tonight, with the winners advancing to the second round of action later this week. Now, Class 2A play tonight. Among the matchups, Logan Magnolia plays at Missouri Valley. Panorama is at Audubon tonight. Riverside is at IKM Manning. AHSTW will be at St. Albert. And Southwest Valley is at home tonight, hosting Clarinda Academy. Now, again, those matches all get underway at 7 o'clock this evening, with the winners moving on to second round regional play. Last night in high school volleyball, just a few matches around the area. Harlan defeated Denison in three straight. Lewis Central picked up a three-game sweep over Clarinda, and Perry down Greene County 3-2 last evening. Well, the weekly Associated Press high school football poll out yesterday afternoon looks like this. This week, in the big schools of Class 4A, Bettendorf remains the number one rated team, with Cedar Rapids Washington, West Des Moines Dowling, West Des Moines Valley, and Waukee the top five. That's identical to last week. Lynn Mar is number six, followed by Ankeny, Ankeny Centennial. Lewis Central is in at number nine, and Southeast Polk rounds out this week's big school top 10. In Class 3A this week, Pella remains top rated, with Sioux City Helan number two, Solon ranked third. Carroll is up to number four this week. Dallas Center Grimes is in at number five. West Delaware is six, followed by Cedar Rapids Xavier, Clear Creek Amana, Humboldt, and Carlisle. In the Class 2A poll this week, Clear Lake remains the number one rated team ahead of Spirit Lake, who's number two. Williamsburg, Sioux Center, and North Fayette round out the top five. CMB is six, Hampton Dumont seven, Cascade is eight, Albia is nine, and Clarinda is tied this week with Mediapolis for the number 10 spot in the 2A poll. In Class 1A, Iowa City Regina remains number one rated, with South Winnesheek number two. St. Edmund is three, West Branch and St. Ansgar round out the top five. IKM Manning is in at number six this week, with West Lyon, North Cedar, Ogden, and Hinton rounding out the top 10. In Class A, Logan Magnolia is still at the top spot this week, ahead of Maquoketa Valley, who's in at number two. Pekin is number three. Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, and Montezuma round out the top half of the top 10. AGWSR, Nashua Plainfield, Mount Air, Woodbury Central, and Algona Garrigan finish off the top 10 in Class A. And in the eight-man poll this week, Don Bosco is number one. Fremont Mills is in at number two. Janesville, Glidden-Ralston, and Elkader Central round out the top five, with Lamoni at number six, MMC seven. Coon Rapids-Bayard is at number eight again this week. HLV and Grettinger Terrell Ruthven Ayrshire round out the top 10 in this week's poll. Iowa State football coach Paul Rhodes says that improvement by the offense has allowed the Cyclones to be competitive against Big 12 competition. The Cyclones rolled up 524 yards of total offense in a 48-45 loss at Texas.
Well, hopefully we can keep climbing still and playing at a level that you need to play offensively in this league to give you a chance to win football games. 37 and 38 points back-to-back by our offense. I don't know if we've done that since we've been here.
Rhodes is hoping the improvement continues. The Cyclones are off this week, and they'll return to action on November 1st by hosting Oklahoma.
Excited about the steady improvement of our offense from game one through game seven, and we believe we are capable of sustaining it. Obviously, we got to continue to fix things that weren't done right and continue to do the things that we're doing well right now.
Iowa State stands at 2-5 overall on the season. Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers continue to alternate wins and losses this season. The Steelers are 4-3 following last weekend's hideous 31-10 loss in Cleveland, with a 30-23 triumph last night over Houston. The Texans actually grabbed a 13-0 lead before the Steelers answered with 24 straight to end the first half, including three touchdowns over the final 87 seconds of the second quarter. The Steelers took advantage of two Houston turnovers while Ben Roethlisberger sandwiched two scoring passes around receiver Antonio Brown's option pass for a TD. Roethlisberger was 23 of 33 for 265 yards, two touchdowns, and no interceptions. Brown had nine receptions for 90 yards in addition to his touchdown pass. Ryan Fitzpatrick had 262 passing yards, two TDs, and a costly interception for the Texans, who've dropped four out of five since a 2-0 start. Well, the Kansas City Chiefs were such a mess in their season opener against Tennessee that some people were quick to write them off. Their dramatic turnaround last season, merely a fluke. After steadily improving over the first few weeks of the season, the Chiefs earned a marquee victory on Sunday when they rallied for a 23-20 victory in San Diego, not only knocking off one of the league's hottest teams, but taking a big step toward the top of the division. Now they face a schedule that starts with the Rams and the Jets at Arrowhead Stadium. Chance to pick up a couple more wins before the schedule gets difficult again. Well, the wait is almost over for the opening game of the World Series. Game one for the Giants and the Royals will be played tonight in Kansas City, with James Shields taking the mound for the home team against the NLCS Most Valuable Player, Madison Bumgarner. Shields is getting the opening game assignment for the third time this postseason, while Bumgarner hasn't allowed a postseason run away from home in a Major League Baseball record 26 and two-thirds innings. That record goes back to 2010. The Royals advanced with a four-game sweep of the Orioles in the American League Championship Series, while the Giants eliminated the Cardinals in five games to win the NLCS. Game two in the best-of-seven series will be tomorrow night in Kansas City before the series moves to San Francisco. Jeff Kellogg will be the crew chief for the World Series and oversee four umpires who are working the Fall Classic for the first time. Hunter Wendelstedt, Jerry Meals, Jim Reynolds, and Eric Cooper will call their first series. Ted Barrett and Jeff Nelson round out the seven-man umpiring crew. And NCAA President Mark Emmert said yesterday that there is no talk about allowing compensation for autographs and signed memorabilia. Emmert made his remarks at a luncheon with business leaders while Georgia running back Todd Gurley remains suspended due to a school investigation into possible violations of NCAA rules involving autographs and memorabilia. Florida State also is reviewing whether star quarterback Jameis Winston received improper benefits from a large number of autographs being sold online. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.